Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And my friend group, Commanders fans, are still buzzing about the news of Washington returning to the RFK site. The Commanders website says, "We are fighting for old D.C. and working to build a new home in the hearts of our region." That's the lead story here on the Commander's Corner. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. The RFK campus presents a unique and exciting opportunity for Commanders fans and the entire community. With the recent announcement and Mayor Bowser, the Commanders begin a process that will create unprecedented economic opportunities. And this is way more than just a new stadium. We've heard about it. It's a new neighborhood. There's going to be a major economic engine. It's going to be a hub for people to gather, social gatherings, cultural gatherings, sports gatherings, billions of dollars in economic activity for the nation's capital. I love this. And I love how Josh Harris is committed to the largest private investment in Washington, D.C. history. I mean, this project can unlock incredible new potential for growth in that community there around RFK. And so I was reading an article this morning that said, if the $3.7 billion deal to bring the Commanders back to the district gets the green light from the D.C. Council, it will bring five new and distinct districts to the 180-acre RFK Stadium campus. It would bring housing, restaurants, retail, and more. And that's why I think it's going to be so significant. And I feel like, Stubb, I witnessed firsthand what Nats Park did to Southeast D.C. So you've never visited our sister station at WJFK 106.7 The Fan, but when I started there as an intern, their studios were in Lanham, Maryland. Not near anything. And Nats Park was built, and the idea was if they moved the offices to near Nats Park, they're going to get a lot more, you know, celebrity guests to come by. And the office was put right on Half Street there, about three blocks from the stadium. And when we moved into that office, there was nothing there but parking garages and parking lots. And I firsthand witnessed every parking garage get torn down and turned into apartment complexes. Every parking lot get torn down and turned into restaurants and bars. And Half Street is now shut down, closed off, and on the left side there's an Ann Pizza, a Buffalo Wild Wings, and another place. And on the right side you've got the bullpen, and you've got all these great bars that have moved in there, and shops and retail as well. And it's created this whole amazing economic boost for Southeast DC. And then because of the success of Nats Park and Southeast DC, you had the success of, you know, five blocks to the right of that, the wharf being built out along the waterfront there. And so I could see that same thing happening to all of the districts around RFK. Because when a stadium gets built and everything that comes along with that, you're going to need, all right, somewhere to go post-game. You're going to need housing for people, apartments for people. And then what comes with the housing and the apartments? All those people that move in there, they're going to need places to shop and grocery stores. And you're just going to see an economic boom in that area that we've never seen before. And so I am so fired up for this. It is the right thing for Washington, D.C. You cannot convince me otherwise. All right? RFK was so cool from 1961 to 1997. All right? And I told you, I went to a few games. I was born in 92. I went to a few games before they moved out of RFK. For most of my life, RFK has been an eyesore. It's been a dump. Richmonders know about the eyesore that is the Coliseum. RFK's triple the size of that. And in an area that has just been run down and just awful. And so the idea of bringing that area back to life, I'm so on board with. I can't understand why anybody in that area would be against it. Oh man, boo-hoo, our kids use those playgrounds and those fields to play youth sports. Josh Harris is going to build you an $80 million complex that's going to be a lot better than the dirt you're practicing right now outside of RFK. I cannot understand why anybody would be against that. There's crime in Washington, D.C. That's absolutely true. All right, they just built a new police headquarters right near Capital One Arena. They're going to have police presence right around RFK. On game days, there's going to be so much police there that it's going to feel like you are in an area that is safe. And I just don't think that if your issue with moving them to D.C. is crime, then you haven't really been paying attention to the money that they're putting into to try to help that. The crime is actually down in the last year in the nation's capital. So there's just so much to like about this idea of moving to RFK. And I loved the interview that I read this morning. And the quote from one of the council members was, "Think about football games, concerts, international soccer games, and then about 100 to 150 other uses. That'll be, think, convention center uses. Convention goers coming to the stadium, activating it for private events, for public events. We know they want to do concerts like Taylor Swift and Beyonce. It's going to be the place to be. It's going to be the greatest stadium that's ever existed because you can't find another stadium that's going to cost $3.7 billion to build. I mean, we're talking about one of the greatest infrastructures in the U.S. of A. I mean, SoFi Stadium is fantastic. Jerry's World's amazing. We're going to get our version of that in Washington, D.C., and it's going to be way more than for just football. If they can host an NFL draft there, if they can host a Super Bowl, a Final Four, I mean, anything that you could think of that's going to draw sports fans, they could host at the new RFK site. So I'm so excited for this, and I just think what Josh Harris has done in just a few years is incredible. And he deserves a lot of credit for sure. And this is a fan base that has been through hell and back. And so, you know, and I'm part of you guys that are with the fan base, that a diehard fan that feels like this day would never come where all of a sudden there's positivity here. I mean, he has changed this franchise completely in just two seasons. Ross Tucker was on Good Morning Football talking about how he witnessed this franchise change, being drafted in 2001. Let's take a listen.
2001, as Kyle mentioned, I'm a rookie in Washington. That football team, there was a huge season ticket waiting list. FedEx Field was only like three or four.
He's talking to me, Stubb. Remember, we figured this out.
He's talking to you.
I was on that waiting list. And the team was so awful the year before that people dropped off the waiting list, and all of a sudden my dad got a call, and we signed up. Not for Ross Tucker, but for the 2001 Washington Redskins. Let's take a listen.
Years old. They had just won a playoff game a couple years earlier with Brad Johnson and Stephen Davis and Stephen Alexander and Michael Westbrook. So I'm on the team with a lot of those guys. It was a big deal, and it was really cool to be a member of the Washington football team. You fast forward to like 5 years ago, I would call games for Westwood One or whatever. I'm there. The stadium was like half full, okay? And half the people that were there were for the other team. Mm. So it's a half full stadium, and half those people were Giants fans or Bears fans or whatever. Yeah. My sister and her family They live in Potomac, Maryland. Mm-hmm. They never talked about Washington football. They didn't care at all. I have never seen a bigger erosion of a fan base in my life, any team, any sport. Now,
that's a great point right there. Mm-hmm. So what he's saying is, and I witnessed this, and a lot of you Commanders fans did as well. When we got season tickets in 2001, all right, there was a big drop-off because the team hadn't had that much success and hadn't won a playoff game or made the playoffs since, I believe, 97, maybe 98, with the guys he mentioned, like Brad Johnson, right? But there was still excitement because they still had talented players, right? He mentioned a few of them. Westbrook, all right? And Dan Snyder had taken over, and they built this new stadium. And so the first few years at FedEx Field, like, it's not like they were a fantastic team, but there was still excitement because it was still new to everyone. New stadium. We didn't know how awful of an owner Dan Snyder was. You thought maybe he would bring this team back to the glory years of the early 80s and beginning of the 90s there. And you thought there was still hope, right? 2001, 2, 3, 4. And then it really fell off. 5, 6, and oh my goodness, it was awful until RG3 was drafted, right? 2011-12. And that was exciting for 1 year. And then it was awful again and again and again. And he kind of talked about it. When he was calling games 5 years ago, the 2019 season, right before COVID, all right? That stadium was filled with the opposition every single game, and it was not filled to the brink, and that's why they had to go from 90,000 seats to 80,000 to 75 to 68,000. I mean, they were just getting rid of seats because they couldn't sell the tickets, or if they did, it was to the opposing team. Here's more of Ross Tucker.
They get a franchise quarterback. Now they're getting a new stadium. Now my nephew's posting about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah!
Now they're fired up about it. I am so happy for all of you Washington football fans. You have waited essentially 25 years for this. 25 years to be able to get excited about the direction of your franchise. That is the only sport they care the most about in Washington. They talk about politics and they talk about the Washington football team. I am thrilled that they actually have something positive to talk about. And all those people that haven't gone to a game in 15 years, they're all coming back, and they should, because Washington football finally is back.
Yeah, it is. The future is now. Well said, Ross. It's finally fun to be a Redskins Commanders football team fan once again. And there's a lot of information that's coming out about the plans for RFK and that site. And I want to give you the latest when we return. After this quick commercial break, more on the RFK Stadium site development. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, and the NFL is the sport that never sleeps. The offseason continues, and there has been all these conversations about Shedeur Sanders. How will he get playing time? Will he get many snaps in training camp with the Cleveland Browns so that he can develop? Are they going to play Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, or Dylan Gabriel over Shedeur Sanders? But the story I wanted to get to right now is the Pittsburgh Steelers and their starting quarterback for this upcoming season. Stubb, who would you rather have if you were a Steelers fan? Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins.
Aaron Rodgers, according to multiple reports, referenced a personal issue within his circle that had slowed the progress to this point. What is this personal? Who's Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend right now? Does she not want to live in Pittsburgh? I mean, what is going on? Right? It's so weird.
What is going on?
But you would rather have Kirk Cousins than Aaron Rodgers, even after the season he had.
It's not like Aaron Rodgers had that much better of a season. It is totally like a locker room thing for me.
Yeah. I mean, Kirk did lose his job, right? I mean, there's a difference there.
I don't think the difference is that crazy in terms of talent. I don't think either are going to go out and win a playoff game
Here's the thing. I think that's where there's a massive gap in terms of talent. Aaron Rodgers is one of the most talented players that's ever played in the NFL. Still is talented. He's just a nightmare up here now. He's a nightmare in the head
space. Yeah, that's making him worse.
And Kirk Cousins is much better in the mental aspect of it.
Yeah,
but talent, it's not close.
You bring in Aaron Rodgers, everything gets all messed up. Everyone goes crazy. He tries to make things happen. He tries to take control. You bring in Kirk Cousins, he's a pretty good mentor for Will Howard, who you're hoping turns out good.
Yeah, but
how I see it. I think that this is not a season, no matter who they pick, the Steelers are not going to win a playoff game this year.
Here's the big difference between Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins, and that is the turnover gene. Aaron Rodgers does not turn the ball over like a freaking Kirk Cousins has and did and will always do. That's always been his issue his entire time in the National Football League. Aaron Rodgers, 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Kirk Cousins, 18 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. And he didn't even finish the season. I mean, Aaron Rodgers' touchdown to interception ratio looks like he still got it, right? That wasn't the problem. The defense sucked, and he also was not very good on third down this season. But just in terms of the turnover, like Kirk Cousins, the reason he's viewed as a good quarterback in my mind is at the end of the game, when his team's always down by 14 points, he'll get 10 points, and he'll get an extra 300 yards.
Some incredible games there at the end of the stretch. Both of those games against Tampa, I think they went like 1-1. He was balling out there. I think he had a 500-yard passing game this season, Kirk Cousins did.
He did have one good game against Tampa Bay. He also threw an interception in that game and was sacked season-high 4 times and did not have a good quarterback rating as well. Look,
I think this season is all about prepping for next season.
Yeah, but you look at the end of the Kirk Cousins season. 173 yards in a blowout 38-6 loss to the Broncos. 112 yards in a loss to the Vegas Raiders. You know what? That should be the end of your answer right there if you're a Steelers fan. Aaron Rodgers didn't lose to the Vegas Raiders, did he? I mean, that was like the worst team in football this year. And they lost 15-9. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is just so much more of a ceiling in terms of what he could reach than a Kirk Cousins. Maybe Kirk has a higher floor, right? I mean, Kirk would probably win you six games, and Aaron Rodgers could lose
you. Aaron Rodgers' ceiling is getting lower every season.
It is, but it's still way higher than Kirk's is ever going to be.
And then I think you put in Kirk and you lose more games and you mentor Will Howard. I think that makes so much more sense for the Steelers.
I mean, mentoring Will Howard is doing nothing for you.
You drafted the quarterback. That's the one you want.
I don't think that's the one they wanted at all.
Well, I mean,
I think that's the one they selected because, it was a sixth round pick.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's you don't get Cam Ward. They had any chance they could have taken any quarterback.
Yeah, they didn't like Shador. They didn't like Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the reason they didn't draft a quarterback earlier on, it's because Aaron Rodgers told them, I'm coming. Aaron Rodgers is coming to Pittsburgh. That's why they didn't draft a quarterback.
And it's going to make a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare in that organization.
It could be successful. I mean,
you're going to put him in there with George Pickens and DK Metcalf?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they're going to have the best offensive football. You're telling me, would you bet below 8.5 wins for the Steelers? Because I will take your money right now.
No, and I won't. Yeah. But I also wouldn't bet above 10.
That's fine.
I would never bet above 10.
I think they go 10 and
they're
7.
They're just going to keep doing the same thing over and over again.
I don't know, man. I think that their team figured out something when Russell Wilson started airing the ball out versus Justin Fields running it and throwing nothing but bullet passes that are 5-yard passes. And that's when they peaked. And they got, but then they peaked with the combination of, the George Pickens, Mike Williams, and Russell Wilson being able to throw the ball. And the offense went from, they were 4-whatever with Justin Fields. The offense was averaging 17 points per game. Then Russell Wilson comes in, they score 32, 37, 26, 28, and then 44 to beat the Bengals. Like, that's the difference a quarterback that can air it out can make. And so if Aaron Rodgers comes into Pittsburgh and DK Metcalf and George Pickens and the improvements that they made in the NFL draft as well, and I think they're going to be better at running the football with Caleb Johnson, Kenneth Gainwell, and Jalen Ward. They should have gotten rid of Najee Harris a year ago. He was not good enough to be their starter anymore. Look, they're not going to start the season or enter training camp with Mason Rudolph. It's going to be and Will Harold, right? It's going to be either Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins, and I think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers, and I kind of like that for the Steelers. It's been a weird offseason for them, one in which I would have kept Russell Wilson because I think you did good enough with 10 wins and a playoff appearance that you do run it back. But you got to swing here, and they did swing for DK Metcalf. And I don't think that everybody understands the impact that DK Metcalf is going to make. Outside of being a 1,000-yard receiver every single year in the NFL, I think he stretches the field. I think he becomes a threat in terms of the screen game and some of the quick passing things. I'm excited here. If the Steelers end up with Aaron Rodgers, that would get me excited. But problem is Aaron Rodgers has them handcuffed because he still has not made his mind yet. Other stories going on in the National Football League here. We have the Falcons paying a fine over the prank call. The Bills added a wide receiver in Elijah Moore to get another weapon for their star quarterback in Josh Allen. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910. Let's go to Brian and Henrico. What's up, Brian? You're on the Fan.
What's going on, A-Wild?
What did you want to chime in about today? We're going around the NFL.
Hey, I'm a big Steelers fan, dude. Just wanted to let you know Stubbs taking me to school on football right now because there ain't no way Steelers fans want Aaron Rodgers. So.
But you want Kirk Cousins.
I mean, I would take him over Rodgers for sure.
All right, let me hear why.
I think everybody I've talked to. I mean, it's just a locker room issue.
Yeah.
We have had a history of divas, and Tomlin won't put up with that kind of stuff. They're going to butt heads left and right.
Yeah, but Brian, you are representing the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is the fan base that screams to the top of their lungs, we are the Sixburg Steelers, and that 10-7 is mediocrity, and that if we're not competing for a Super Bowl championship, that's not good enough. I'm sorry, Brian. Kirk Cousins is not going to help you compete for a championship.
Aaron Rodgers is not helping them compete for a championship either.
He's better than Kirk Cousins.
And what I'm calling you right now is we can roll with Mason Rudolph and hopefully Will Howard, you know, starts to develop a little bit. But there ain't no way that we're going to have Aaron Rodgers come in this locker room and butt heads with Tomlin. That's just not going to happen. That ain't going to work out good for anybody.
So Aaron Rodgers came out publicly on the Pat McAfee show and said, everything I thought I knew about Mike Tomlin, it was even greater when I got to meet him. I think there's a chance that they could get along. And instead of butting heads, maybe the two actually work together. Tomlin controls how good the defense is. Aaron Rodgers works with DK Metcalf, George Pickens, an improved running game. Dude, and you have success.
That's the three biggest divas in the league.
Who?
George Pickens, DK Metcalf, and Aaron Rodgers.
That's the biggest babysitting job you can think of, man. Are you kidding me?
And you think Kirk Cousins is going to solve that? Like we're
no,
talking
Cousins
to Brian.
Did not solve that.
You're talking about the Steelers here, and you're acting like this team's good and this fan base is good enough with 9 or 10 wins with Kirk Cousins. You're going to be so pissed when Kirk comes in here and has a game in which he throws 4 interceptions.
No, what we need is a season like the Wizards where we just do a little tankathon for a year.
So, Brian, that might be the way to improve, but that's going to get Mike Tomlin fired. Are you okay with that?
No, I would hate that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. Look, it's a tough spot to be in as a Steelers fan. Report back to me when Aaron Rodgers gets signed, because I know it's going to happen, Brian.
Right on, man.
Yeah. All right, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in, bud.
All right, be easy.
Yep, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now, at 105.1 FM, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Travis Hunter and the Jacksonville Jaguars, is that going to work out in year one? What are you expecting from Travis Hunter for the Jacksonville Jaguars? I understand why they made the pick. I get excited for a team that's making a trade because that tells you how much they believe in this two-way player, but I'm not letting him play two ways his first season, his rookie season in the National Football League. That's my take. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Do you consider the Jaguars GM fearless for his NFL shock draft day trade moving up for Travis Hunter? You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. We just had a good call from Brian trying to defend the Pittsburgh Steelers and their 2025 NFL offseason, who's going to start for them at quarterback. You can also tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. And I did just get a tweet that says, hey, AWOD, you have to go to Jacksonville for the Bud Light Club. It's totally worth the trip. Don't drive there, though. Pay for the flight. Just don't let them lose your laptop. I love that. That's a longtime listener knows that I went to Orlando and came home without my laptop. It was left at the Orlando airport. But thanks to the TSA at the Orlando airport, they brought back my laptop. One ding in it, but it's been good to go for the last year. Brian, our traffic reporter, has stopped by. We love when he kicks the door open. It's time for Dude Food here on AWOD Radio.
Dude Food.
We're not responsible for the content of this program or anything we say when we're really hungry.
Where's my food?
Dude, where's my
food?
The most delicious food you've ever
tasted. Yes!
I can eat this off a flip-flop.
He loves food.
Dude Food.
All right, Brian. This is going to blow Stubbs' mind because I know he won't believe me here, but I am actually a very good chef when I want to be. I've got experience from working at several places, Quiznos, Uncle Julio's, and a few others. And
I miss Quiznos.
Would you call Quiznos chef experience?
Not serving the meats, but the stuff, the work that you do before they open, yes. You had to, like, you know, dice tomatoes and onions and make pico and stuff like that. So,
you make the pico.
Yeah. I'm a pretty good chef. My thing has always been, I just can't stand the cleanup. Yeah. When I cook, That's why I like microwavable meals, because I cannot stand doing dishes. And you just, like, you spend all this time and effort making the meal, and then you feel like I gotta spend all this other time and effort cleaning.
Right.
So, told Stubb yesterday, my rule is, I told my girlfriend, I will cook as long as you do the dishes. She's agreed to that. And so last night, I made some tacos, and I got into the sauce game. All right. I'm trying to take my cooking up to the next level. All right. Okay. So when I was in Colorado for the NCAA tournament, mm-hmm. I visited my buddy Scoot, and Scoot got me hip to this jalapeno creme sauce, right? And so I took an attempt at making it last night, and I think it came out pretty well. I kind of just threw 100 different ingredients together. Lemon, onion, jalapenos, peppers that I all cooked together, garlic, olive oil, whipping cream, or heavy cream, salt, pepper, spice, cilantro, honey, and a little bit of lime. And mixed it all together,
right?
Cooked it, and then put it in a blender and blended it all together. I think I'm on to like something here with this sauce. It took my tacos to the next level.
Is this off the dome, or did you find a recipe?
I used part of my friend's recipe and part of some Instagram reels that I had seen. it's like, if you're not getting advice from Instagram and TikTok right now, you're just crazy.
I use Instagram reels to find.
I'm standing here trying to think of all the ways that EB would be making fun of this.
Oh, he'd be calling me fat.
Let's not go say that. But I mean, so it was good though.
I thought it was excellent. I thought it was excellent, and like right. I'm into the sauce game now. I want to try to make a sauce like every night now. It's a fun night. Thing. I'm getting into it. And so I did look, and so my next thing that I want to try is, this was a jalapeno cream sauce. I want to try like a avocado salsa. And I've seen some really cool things that you can mix that together to make it great. But the thing is like, I love a salsa verde, like a green salsa mm-hmm. that's got a little bit of a kick. And I think it can go with tacos, burger, chicken, wing. This is almost like so many things that can go with that you can always have at hand.
All these ingredients, so that's going to be a messy cleanup for your poor girlfriend. I mean, come on.
I did a pretty good job. I made her do the dishes, but the other stuff I put away.
All right.
Well, we learned that Awad is famously against one pan recipes.
Yes, yes.
He doesn't believe in that.
That's why, like last night, I was using multiple pans, yeah. And a pot, and I used the oven. And then I used a blender.
I just have a picture of this messy kitchen.
Look.
And it's like 9 o'clock and we're ready for bed. It's like we still have this huge mess.
No, I started early. I mean,
That's the advantage of working during the day.
I started at like 5:30 and dinner was served at like 6:45.
Okay.
So I was been there for a little bit.
What's your address again? I'll swing by.
Yeah, right? You want to try Awad's juice? The jalapeno juice?
I mean, that sounds fantastic.
It's pretty good.
I'm a jalapeno head.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever, you know, attempted to cook salsa or anything like that?
I mean, I've made like a pasta sauce for a pasta.
Okay. What did
like
you do
to make
Alfredo.
That?
Like just
an Alfredo. I don't remember exactly the recipe, but it's just like a mix of heavy cream and water and all the spices.
My girlfriend would love for me to, because we saw this TikTok over the weekend. This guy spends 3 hours on the weekend, but he made this fantastic bolognese.
Ooh.
And bolognese is like that's the number one Italian dish I've always felt like. If it's cooked right, it is just fan-freaking-tastic. It's so good.
A penne alla vodka. That gets me.
Alla vodka's good, but bolognese is like, I feel like if you're a real chef, you know. That takes a long time to cook it. You have to get it just right.
I think in an Italian restaurant, those dishes, you know, might go for, you know, $20-$30, right?
I know.
Even Olive Garden.
I'm cooking some
Olive
expensive
Garden's so
meals.
Expensive. It's unbelievable.
Olive Garden. I haven't had that in a long time.
I know, right?
It's right across the street.
I haven't been to Olive Garden forever. It's like $20 for a pasta dish I could make.
Yeah. All right, so that's my dude food story. Stubb, what you got for us? Brian, did you get lunch yet?
I had leftovers from last night. It was just fast food.
Leftover fast food,
Brian. Wait, awful. Where? Where?
Your stomach growling?
No, it was fine. It was a chicken wrap from Burger King. It was
okay,
good, I thought.
A day old chicken wrap from Burger King.
You want me to help tell my story that I told you yesterday off the air? You want me to tell it on the air about Ben's Chili Bowl?
Oh yeah, yeah. You can tell real quick,
Ben's Chili Bowl, best chili in D.C. Yep. And I know that the original location is downtown. But I like to cheat and stop at the one at National Airport on the way to the Nationals game. Get off the metro, walk down stairs to National Airport into the lobby there, and they've now put all of their food and all their other retail behind security. So unless you have a boarding pass, and I'm not, you know, buying a $200 plane ticket to eat bins.
Did you look like, hey, can I get a little hop, skip, and a jump here for $75?
I asked the nice lady at the information to, believe it or not, actually found someone that could give me information in one of these places, which never happens. She was very nice and said, yeah, it's now behind security. So
I like that. Well, speaking of fast food, McDonald's is back in the news.
That's what I was going to bring up.
They're introducing McCrispy strips and a new creamy chili dip. I almost feel like I could make a chili dip better than theirs. But this sounds good. The introduction of McCrispy strips, a new line of chicken strips beginning May 5th.
Okay.
Feel like they should have done May 4th. May the 4th be with these strips.
Well, I guess it's a Cinco de Mayo.
Maybe you're right.
Well, I don't know what this has to do with Cinco de Mayo. But
McStrips or McCrispy strips are made with 100% white meat chicken. It's so good, it'll make you want to strip. Then breaded and fried. And, I mean, it sounds amazing. I think McDonald's, what was the, didn't they do like a chicken strips deluxe at one point or something?
I really don't remember.
When they first dropped their chicken strips, it was a game changer.
People are a fan of the strips?
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
I feel like it first dropped when I was in high school.
Yeah, they're trying to compete with all these other people that do, you know, Zaxby's and Cane's and, of course, Chick-fil-A, Popeye's. Yeah. Shall I go on?
I want to... Something I've been sleeping on that I found out recently.
Yeah.
Wendy's breakfast is kind of insane.
Okay.
I got a honey chicken biscuit with their, like, seasoned potatoes. That's what they do as the side. Fantastic.
I don't trust Wendy herself for the breakfast.
I've only gone to Wendy's.
Like, if you had told me, man, I had this amazing chili at Wendy's, then I'd be like, all right, that makes sense, because I love their chili.
I almost went there
the other day for the chicken sandwich. Fine. Wendy's breakfast though?
It was good, dude.
You think that redhead's cooking good breakfast?
Biscuit and chicken and like a honey glaze. Oh, it was life changing.
Really?
Oh yeah.
So is that moving to the top of your like breakfast options?
It might be.
Mine? This is so dumb, but
I mean,
mine,
it's probably Chick-fil-A.
I love it.
Actually.
No, Chick-fil-A is probably the best, but I love a Starbucks breakfast sandwich. Ever since you read that story and you told me it was real cheese, I'm like, damn, I'm eating real cheese. It's good. It was a game changer for me. All right, Brian, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
How are the roads looking?
They look good on my way to get another fast food addition that I had this afternoon. I had Starbucks.
Oh, my goodness. You are turning into the fast food foodie.
I really am.
All right, don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. We head out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline here on a Victory Thursday to rock the red, talk some puck and Washington Capitals with Ethan Cadeau from Monumental Sports Network. What's going on, Ethan?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So, random, but before we get started, the debate on the show today has been, would the Steelers be better off with Kirk Cousins or Aaron Rodgers next year?
Completely throwing a curveball here.
Yeah.
I would say Aaron Rodgers. I'm a little bit biased because he was my favorite quarterback like 15 years ago when I was like 13, I guess. But I was very unimpressed with what I saw with Kirk Cousins last year, especially coming off the Achilles. He never really looked right. And then when it seemed like he was finally finding his groove, he threw, I think it was 8 interceptions and no touchdowns over a 3-game span before he got benched for Michael Penix. I think his confidence is all the way shot. I don't think he's the same player post-Achilles. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers, his first year after the same injury, look, I know it was the Jets, and that organization is dysfunctional, but he still threw for 27 touchdown passes and still looked like he could get the job done. I don't think either one of them is a great option, but I think Aaron Rodgers is the best option they have on the table. He's still a future Hall of Famer, still has the arm talent, can't move the way he used to, but I think for what the Steelers need, I think he'd be an upgrade over what they had last year in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and I think he could help them compete in that tough division.
Good answer, Ethan, and that's okay about your bias because I am biased against Kirk Cousins. I don't think he's that good. But Stubb, put Ethan down on Team AWOD now. Can't believe Brian said you're walking all over me with your NFL knowledge. Come on now, Kirk Cousins to the Steelers.
I've been reaching out to friends, and it's mixed on there too.
All right, well, we can make it an official poll of the day. But let's get to rocking the red and talking about the Washington Capitals. Ethan, how cool of a season has this been? I mean, first playoff series win since 2018, the best record in the Eastern Conference, and Alex Ovechkin breaks the record set by Wayne Gretzky. I mean, the perfect storm.
Yeah, it's literally the most perfect season the Capitals could have drawn up entering the year. And Spencer Carberry even attested to it last week. No one thought this team was going to be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference entering the year. No one even thought they were a lock to be in the playoffs. A lot of pundits actually had them on the outside, but you have Ovi breaking the record, scoring 44 goals in 65 games. Like, people just gloss over the fact that he broke his leg in the middle of the year, the biggest injury he's ever had in his career, comes back and rips off, I think, what was it, like 28 more goals just to break the record. Just incredible. And then entering the playoffs, there are a lot of people concerned, oh, the Capitals didn't look like the team they were the first three quarters of the season. They were coasting, this young Montreal team, shades of 2010. Well, the Capitals proved over 5 games they are the stronger, more physical team, and just they're simply better. And I think there's a lot to be excited, looking forward to against the Carolina Hurricanes team they're very familiar with. But I think if Logan Thompson continues to play the way he has, Ovechkin continues to score the way he has, and pretty much everyone else chipping in, I think the sky's the limit for this team. I truly do.
Feels like this team's having a lot of success in the power plays, and they opened the scoring with a power play goal from Alex Ovechkin yesterday. What are the differences with Coach Carberry's power play, or is it just the guys that are on the power play?
It's definitely a mix of both. I mean, Jacob Chychrun, he was added to the power play, I'd say, probably like a third of the way through the season. When Ovechkin went down first was when he got added. He's scored 20 goals this year as a defenseman, a career high. I really like him there. But, I mean, when you have the greatest goal scorer of all time on the power play, that's going to help a little bit too. I mean, they just have a bunch of guys willing to go to the net, get physical, and score that way. And, I mean, we see what Ovi can do. Tom Wilson's been really good on the power play as well. You have Dylan Strome, who's low-key turning into a mini Nicholas Backstrom out there. I think the group is just really clicking at the right time, and they can score in the power play. They can score 5-on-5, and it's just a really well-rounded group.
How did you feel like Tom Wilson affected the game throughout this series? I mean, feels like maybe they don't win this series without the hard hits of Tom Wilson and his goals and his assists.
100%. I mean, Ovechkin said it after the game last night. The turning point in the series was when Tom Wilson decked Alexander Carrier in the third period of Game 4. I mean, that was a 2-1 Canadiens lead. It looked like they were going to even the series up at 2. Wilson delivers that clean blow in neutral zone. 15 seconds later, Brandon Duhaime scores. 3 more unanswered goals later, Caps take a 3-1 lead. And then last night, his physical play was on display all evening long. There's a bunch of Canadiens players making, I'd call, business decisions, getting out of the way. And that's the type of player Tom Wilson is. He's always been a physical player, but, I mean, he's a 30-goal scorer now. He can impact the game on the power play, on the penalty kill. He truly does it all. Spencer Carberry called him a unicorn earlier this week, and I think that's the perfect description for him. I mean, Ovechkin's obviously their best goal scorer, but I would say Tom Wilson might be their most valuable player right now.
Ethan Cadeau from Monumental Sports Network, Capitals reporter with us here on the Hadeen Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. So we talked about, you know, this amazing season for the Capitals, first place in the Eastern Conference, and Alex Ovechkin breaks the record. But around the time that he broke the record, the team as a whole started losing games, and losing quite often. Would you argue that the Game 1 overtime winner from Alex Ovechkin kind of flipped the script for playoff mode for this team?
Yes and no. I think they controlled that game pretty much the entire time until 10 minutes left in the third period when Pierre-Luc Dubois called for a questionable penalty, and Montreal's power play is really good. I mean, they have one of the best power plays in the league. They're super young. That top line, really good. Nick Suzuki, Cole Caulfield, they strike, and then they're able to even it up. I think, obviously, Ovechkin's goal, the overtime winner, the first of his career, definitely swung the momentum back on Washington's side. But I think these guys, they admitted it towards the end of the year. Their spot in the Eastern Conference, the number one seed, was pretty much locked up since the beginning of March. They openly were rooting for Ovechkin to get the record and doing whatever they could to pass him the puck to get that record done. They weren't necessarily obviously they're trying to win. They were trying to win every game at the end of the regular season, but they weren't a desperate hockey team that was in playoff mode like they were a year ago. So it is hard to flip that switch, and I think they learned a little bit of that in Game 1, that they can't really take their foot off the gas pedal even when they build a lead. And playing with a lead has been a little bit of a cause of concern in the series, but I think the team over these 5 games looked a lot more like the Capitals we saw from October to March rather than the Capitals team we saw from March to the mid-April.
Logan Thompson was standing on his head last night in net for the Washington Capitals. Great goalie performance in the 4-1 win. With the way he's minding the net right now, do you feel like Washington has the advantage in the next series?
Next series is truly a toss-up, in my opinion. I think both teams are really evenly matched. They both play hard physical styles. I'd say the Caps have an edge goaltending-wise. I mean, Frederik Andersen, the Canes netminder, he's a little banged up right now. We don't really know what the plan is for the Hurricanes there. I mean, Peter Kochetkov came in. He's a little hit or miss there. Logan Thompson, if he plays like the way he did in the series, I think the Capitals can beat the Canes, and I think they can potentially have higher ambitions than just winning a second round. He's been incredible, like you said, standing on his head. I think he had 13 saves in the third period last night. He had 14 saves in the third period of Game 2. He's been incredible, and it looked like in Game 3 he was going to be out for some time after he was ran over, like, unintentionally by Dylan Strome. So I said Tom Wilson is the MVP of this team, but Logan Thompson, he's right up there. As if he's playing his best, the sky's the limit for the Caps.
I totally believe everything you're saying on how talented Carolina is and everything we've heard about this Hurricanes offense. I mean, they really can light it up there on the ice. But why do you think Capitals fans should be more worried about Washington against Carolina, a team that finished with 99 points, rather than Toronto or Tampa Bay? I mean, you know, Washington finished 12 points above Carolina. Why do you think this is such an even series?
Yeah, I mean, these two teams just know each other really well. And when you play a team like Carolina, you throw the records, you throw the points out the window. These teams know where their strengths are, where their weaknesses are. Obviously, they played in the playoffs in 2019, and 6 years ago, but, I mean, there's still a lot of familiarity there. It's been a rivalry over the past 5 or so years since that series, and the Canes have a lot of high-end talent. I mean, I get what you're saying, but they're a physical team. They dump the puck in a lot. They control the puck, and Sebastian Aho is really good. They have a bunch of young guys, too. Logan Stankoven, who they got from Dallas in that trade. So I think they're just a really good team where it's going to be even. It's going to be physical. I'm expecting it to go 6-7 games. And I definitely think the Capitals do have the edge as the better team, but I don't think Capitals fans should look past Carolina when worse versions of that Carolina team have beaten similar versions of this Capitals team.
Give us an X factor who needs to step up for the Capitals to advance past the second round.
So secondary scoring is something that really stood out to me in the first 3 games of this past series. All of Washington's goals came from their top six. You saw in Game 4, Brandon Duhaime scores twice. Andrew Mangiapane scores the game winner. If that third line of Mangiapane, Lars Eller, and Ryan Leonard can get some scoring going, that would be a huge boost for the Caps. They looked really good last night. Mangiapane's playing with probably the most confidence he's had all season. And Ryan Leonard, I was pretty impressed with him last night. So if that line can get some scoring compared to what they did in the first round series, I think that could prove to be a huge advantage, because both top sixes can kind of cancel each other out a little bit, but if you get depth scoring from the bottom six, I think that could go a long way.
Ethan, what is the latest injury report for the Caps?
Yeah, I mean, they seem to be pretty healthy, knock on wood, minus, Ferravari is obviously out for the remainder of the season, but all systems go yesterday. I mean, Logan Thompson, it looked scary in Game 3, but obviously came back Game 4, Game 5. He seems good to go. So I think you should be expecting to see a fully healthy Capitals team minus Ferravari.
I love to hear that, Ethan. Really appreciate you taking the time to join the show today, man.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on.
Yep, that is Ethan Cadeau. Follow him on social media at Ethan_Cadeau. Capitals and Commanders for Monumental Sports Network. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save.
valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.